Have you ever thought about building your email list in a really effective, simple way that can really help you to not only just put out your, you know, availability, new products, new services that are going on in your business, but also build that connection and build that communication with your client while they're away from your business? So today we're going to be talking about email marketing as promised. My voice is doing better. So welcome back to this week's episode. I'm going to be sharing with you what I started to use, why I choose the system that I'm currently using for my email as an email provider. Things that as my business has grown, my email list has grown, that have evolved, what the next chapter is kind of starting to look like for me, and some really important helpful tips for you. So no matter whether you're starting out or you're already going to the next level, this episode will be super helpful for you and some things to really consider that I wish somebody would have told me. I wish I would have heard in a podcast and no one talked about. So with that, let's go into email marketing. We all know social media can change. It doesn't matter whether you're on Pinterest, which is not a social media platform, or you are on any of the social media platforms such as Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, whichever one, Threads, whichever, whatever is your most top two social media platforms that really help grow your business and bring in clients. Social media is a tool. Okay. And what I see social media is, we're going to be talking about it as a tool, right? So it gets people interested in you. But once they're interested in you, it's not so much about, okay, let's get them to follow me. It's how can I keep that conversation going? How can I keep supporting my potential or future client through their journey of solving a problem or helping them and guiding them through something that they look at you as an expert, right? That's what email marketing can do for you. So in starting my email marketing, I started first, we're going to talk about platforms to begin this episode before I go into the tactics of it, is I started with GoDaddy. So GoDaddy was free. It was so complicated to use. I hated the templates. It felt a little outdated. Now this was back in 2018, so it may be totally different now, but back then it was horrible. I did not like it. It was not a really fun platform for me, and I really didn't understand how email marketing worked. I thought it was all about the designs. I thought it was all about the doing the perfect words and making it look pretty, and that had nothing to do with it. Creating an email would take me 3 days in the beginning, and I was using GoDaddy, and it was not an efficient way. I wish I would have found a easier platform. So with that, I am going to share the platform that I utilize, why I utilize it, what's helpful about it, and some things to be mindful of. So then Flowdesk came out, and Flowdesk looked really pretty. It was aesthetically pleasing. They had already templates that were aesthetically pleasing in there. So that's why I decided to go over to Flowdesk. At the time, now I think it's like $38 a month, but it was $19 a month. It was a brand new product. And I really loved it because it helped me with templates. All the like pretty aesthetic stuff that I cared about in the beginning was already done for me. I could edit it, and it also had templates on what to say, on, you know, like what type of emails to write out, and it just changed the game for me. So I really love Flowdesk, and it really helped me to kind of see like what an email should have, aesthetically pleasing. It was easy, but I still had trouble writing emails in regards to what do you write in there, right? Even if they have templates, how do you make it sound like you? So with that, I did want to say that with Flowdesk, you can go ahead and try it out. I do have a code, Celeste Stylist. I'm an affiliate. It's zero cost to you, but you get savings. You can try a whole year for only $19 a month. But I did want to say this about writing your email. Being pretty is not enough to have a efficient email marketing campaign. So being aesthetically pleasing, being easy to write, that's not enough, right? Email is really a form of, think about when, if you're gonna text your best friend right now, or you're gonna text one of your really good friends that you talk to at least once a week, it's that connection, right? Think about, what do you text your friends about? Maybe you text your friend because you're looking for a recommendation of a product. Maybe you text your friends because you're super excited. You found this amazing thing that is working and you want to give them that hack to them, right? You're sharing with them amazing happy news. You're sharing things that you're going through maybe. You're sharing maybe, hey, let's go out and do this together, invitations, right? So I really wanted to talk about that because next, the second part about email marketing is really the meat or the actual like foundation of making an email marketing campaign successful for your business. And the second part of the episode is going to be about being effective. So with that, let's get started. So think about the emails that you open in your inbox, okay? And with this example, you can go ahead and you can do this later or you can do while listening to the episode. I want you to go to your email and look what is actually catching your attention. So currently, I'm looking at my email. I have an email. It has an emoji in it. There's another one with an emoji, okay? It's another one with an emoji. And the rest don't have emojis, and some of them do. I'm sharing this because for me, the emoji ones are catching my attention, right? More than just the word ones. So that's just me though. But you need to think about your ideal client, how they are, okay? Who they are, how they communicate, okay? I know exactly how my client communicates. I know if they use emojis or they don't use emojis. I know what type of font, what type of aesthetic. I know if a GIF would be a good thing to add into my email or not. So there's lots of things that you have to really consider. This is not about you. This is really about your clients. How do you communicate with them in the salon or in your business? That's how the email has to come across. They want to hear from you. Writing is not the simplest things to do. So with that, let's get started first with the title of your email, right? Which is like the first thing that they're going to see. So the title has to catch their attention, right? It depends on how you actually speak. So maybe like, hey love, it's me, you know, like your hair bestie, whatever. Like that's not me, okay? That would never go in one of my emails. But moral of the story is that it has to sound like you. There are words that I use towards my clients that are natural to me. That would be in my subject line. Maybe right now, for example, for lash extensions. We're going through shedding season, right? Shedding, like more hair shedding is going to start happening. Maybe you're gonna send out an email this month for your email list talking about, hey, do you know that we're going into shedding season, into lash shedding season? They're like, what? What's that? You know, because that's going to give them curiosity. So make sure that your title, number one, is going to give them value. Number two, gives curiosity into, okay, I want to open this and find out more. Okay, so that's why the first is so important that your title grabs that attention. And in most emails providers, you can actually add like a preview sentence that they can see on their phone, like I'm looking at right now. So now I'm talking about the preview sentence that you're allowed to add on there. You can be like, starts tomorrow, for example, or like services starting in the month of September, or, you know, like new products that I'm loving for fall, whatever it is, right? That you want to captivate them to like, okay, so for example, we'll go back to the lash example. So I talked about fall shedding, right? That was my title to my email. Then the first sentence they would see, right? Because we want to give them even more value and more curiosity to open that email and find out maybe about that service you're going to have. Three ways to prevent this. Three simple ways to prevent this. So you tell them, okay, I'm going to give you three solutions that are easy to do, right? Because right now as we go into fall, a lot of us moms, I'm a mom, my kids start school this week, life is starting to change and it's going to get busier. So I need ease. I need easy, right? So if your client is a mom, ease is so important. Now, this is the part where I really want you to think about your clients. Just because I'm a mom does not mean all my clients are moms. Just because I'm a mom with kids that are in school does not mean all my clients are with kids in school. It's actually on the contrary. So that's what I mean. You have to really look at your book of business. Don't go copying somebody else's emails. You don't know what their demographic is. You don't know what their ideal client is. You don't know the age of the clients either. So I know I target a very specific client, and their age ranges is between two of them. I've noticed. I know exactly who I attract. I know how to talk to both of them the same way because they share similar values and they share similar language as well. So that has worked well for my business. And this is the part where you really need to know who you're talking to, who's actually in your business, right? And if maybe you're going in this part, well, Celeste, that sounds great, but I have so many clients, they'll have different needs. Then really target your email to those ideal clients, those clients that pay your rates. You, when you increase your rates, they're like, oh, no problem. Like, you know, they're always treating you. You know what I mean? The ones that more than just Starbucks actually really appreciate your time. I remember in 2020, those amazing clients that I had where it's like sending me money just because, you know, we're during the shutdown, or supporting me through buying the small little products I was selling, referring me out. There was so much love and support through those ideal clients. And those are the ones that I really want to nurture all the time. So when I write an email, I'm always talking to that individual clients that I have in my business. As I've grown now, I get to be more particular. And that's very important to me. Just like I give the best kind of service I can from my side, I also expect the same best kind of treatment and respect from the other side, from my beautiful clients. And it's like a two-way communication and a two-way service. So it's really important to really think about that when you write your emails. Okay, so we've gone over the title. We've gone over the preview sentence. Now let's go over writing the body of your email, because I know this can be like so nerve-wracking, but it doesn't have to be. I'm going to give you a quick hack here. Maybe talking is easier for you than writing. So I'm going to give you two different hacks. Number one, if you love to write, act like you're going to write that text to your friend. I know a lot of us get scared, like, oh, Celeste, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to sound pushy. Then act like you're going to write that email to your best friend. You're going to text your best friend right now, letting them know about your, you know, new services for September. Or you're going to write them that email about lash shedding, right? And three simple ways to prevent it. Just act like you're writing a text to your friend. Write it out and copy and paste it, and use that as your rough draft. So do you remember when we were in high school and you would go to English class and you have to do your rough draft and then you have to edit it before you send off your final? That's how I do my emails. I act like my first body is like, I'm going to text this to my friend and I'm going to do it in my real voice and it's going to sound like me. And this is just my rough draft. So I don't put no pressure that it has to sound professional. I just literally act like I'm sending this to a friend. I write it all down and then you can go back and edit it. And of course, add more detail if you want to. You know, like I wouldn't say bad words to my clients. You know, I swear sometimes of excitement. But I don't really use swearing in my emails. It's just not how I communicate. I really swear to my friends, but like really close friends. I mean, my best friends, but these are my clients, right? So like bad words wouldn't be part of my email because it's just not something I don't call my clients bitches. Unless you're my best friend, I won't call you that. And it's out of love. So that's what I mean. So that's why I go over my rough draft. I would edit it, make sure it sounds like me, make sure it has the details I want them to know. And always at the end of your email, okay, so once you have all that information, right, you're going to share those three simple ways to prevent shedding, right? And you can do like number one, you know, like make sure that you're nourishing your lashes, you know, during this, you know, the winter air and the natural elements can really dry out. You know, for a lot of us, this time of we're cooking more and we're baking more, we're running the heater more. You know, so make sure that your lashes are nourished, you know. And this is the selling part, okay, which I'm giving you an example right here. So we know during this time we're, you know, we're using the heater more. Our lashes can be a little more dry than usual. And if you're looking for an amazing product, I love using blank because it does A, B, C. That's it. Move on to number two. Another simple way, right? You see how I'm doing this? I'm not being salesy. I'm really giving them information so they know why it's important. And they're learning how to prevent it, right? So I know, like, if my hair's gonna get more brittle because I am running the heater more, especially in California, where I live, it gets pretty cold. Like, it gets like 50 and 40s during winter. Like, that's pretty cold for me, sometimes 30s. I need to make sure that, right, I won't run the heater as much, excuse me, or maybe I'm running a humidifier to run the air. There's different things I now that I know that information that I would do and take charge of, right? And our clients are doing the exact same thing. This is what I mean with email. It's not just about selling stuff. Email is about putting yourself as the authority that you are. You went to beauty school, okay? You got your license from the state of California or whatever state that you're living in. You are a professional. You know more than most people do. Own it. It's okay. You can do it in a nice, friendly way. It doesn't have to be robotic and super professional if that's not your tone of voice. Treat your email in the same way as if you were talking to your client in the salon. Is the easiest way to write emails. Lastly, to end your email, okay? I really want to talk about this because nobody talks about it and it's so important to know. When you end your email, it's so, so, so important that when you end your email, you put a call to action, or as they call it, a CTA, so call to action. So, you know, like something we do like loves last, you know, or like hugs, you know, or, you know, all my best or whatever, bright people write the little signature. And there is so important, like right under your name, you put your call to action. So if you are, whether it's to buy, you know, the products that you're recommended, put little hyperlinks within your email. Do not wait till the end to put it on there, okay? That's my tip number one. Put links like to your products or to your booking site if you're doing for services through sprinkled throughout your email. Okay, you can do it. It's really simple. At the end of the email, put a call to action. Sometimes I know we'll do like, oh, let me know if this was helpful. I've tried it. It does not, I do not get a lot of engagement back. But if you have like a link, like here it is to book, here's to find out more. Here is to get the free checklist, whatever it is, put like, you know, a little link there. Here it is, a tutorial that I did on my Instagram. Link them somewhere where they have to take an action. It doesn't always have to include sales. Sometimes it can just be as simple as like, hey, go watch this video, or, you know, like go read this article or go check out my blog. You want to start getting your, you know, book of business and your email list used to taking action, used to clicking links, okay? And I think it's so important based on that, as I'm sharing today, is not always to sell. You can do emails like you're like, okay, this sounds awesome. I can start doing this, but what do I emails? Do I have to do this every single time? No. You can write emails sometimes like I did it when I had my baby. My clients were the first people that were able to see my baby. I got the picture of my babies. Maybe you're moving. Maybe you just remodeled. Maybe you just changed the aesthetic of your place. Maybe you got a new cool tool that you can use on your clients. Maybe there's a new tool that you're using or product that you're using that you just want to share why you love it. And you're not selling it. You're just literally just sharing why you love it. These are just so important things. Like even something as simple as just reminding them like, the importance of, like, you know, conditioner, how to properly apply it. And you don't have to send a link to buy anything. These are the best emails, in my own opinion. This is when I get the most bookings in my business. It has to do just with literally, like, excuse me, educational, simple emails. I'm just reminding them how to properly use something I know they have at home. Whether it's a product, whether it's maintenance, whether it's for brushing out their lashes, whether it's washing their face, whether, you know, like if you're a permanent makeup artist, you know, what kind of product should I use on my brows, whatever it is, like you can just do educational content and it puts you as an authority. Okay. Every time I send out emails like that, I always get bookings. Every single time it happens naturally. And that's the part where you have to remember, okay? So this is going to be part number 3 of this episode, which is the most important. Why email marketing must be used to place you also as an authority and go-to person for your clients now more than ever. We're going to go over that in the next part after I'm done coughing because I'm about to have a coughing attack. Hold on. Maybe writing doesn't come easy to you. What you can start doing is literally like, maybe you created a reel about what you wanted to talk about. Maybe like 3 simple ways to prevent, you know, dry hair during the winter months, right? And you create a reel with three different simple like steps. You can do that. You can send them like a private, like non-published video of, you know, just talking to your actual like clientele, telling them about August, you know, these are like the new changes coming for August, or showcasing your new aesthetic in the salon for August, whatever it is. You can also utilize video and you can put that inside of your email marketing. Remember, email marketing doesn't necessarily just have to be words. You can also use audio. Maybe like for you talking is so much more easier. So you can just literally do a voice note in your phone, and you can set, you can go ahead and let people that actually subscribe to your email list or subscribe to your texting marketing campaigns, you know, so they can hear from you. Little voice notes of like what's going on, some helpful tips for their hair. Be creative with this. This really is so important that it sounds like you. And I also wanted to talk about best practices. Number one, please, like, because it's happened to me. I've done like different like collaborations with other hairstylists or other, you know, beauty business owners, and they just hand me over a list. We legally cannot opt in people into an email list unless they decided to do so. So always ask if it's okay to email them, or always put the option, hey, let me know if you want to unsubscribe, right? For now, if you use like a system, marketing email system, you can, the unsubscribe button must always be listed there. Why? Because that's number one, with legalities, you cannot forcefully put somebody just on your email or text marketing list. And number two, also, like, if that person doesn't want to hear from you, you're literally wasting energy on that person. And whether you use a system or not, most systems will charge you per person that is in your email list after a certain amount of people. It'll start charging you money, even more money per month. So it's really important that you really are talking to your ideal clients that want to talk to you, or potential clients that want to hear from you. So please make sure that you always get, they have to either opt in, or, you know, ask them if it's part of your intake form, if you're able to like do email marketing or provide text messaging. And also, like, really make sure you're with text messaging, that that's part that they can opt in. So a really simple way, you're like, okay, I want to do this. I want to start growing my email list or my text marketing. You can just go ahead and create a simple form, a free one even, on Google Forms. Just having them opt in just with their first name, you know, like their email address, and just saying, yes, I want to hear more about, you know, different tips to help me with my beauty cares at home or whatever it is that you provide. But it's really important that I actually utilize this and that you do this for your business and for yourself. So please make sure that you are following the guidelines on that, because that is very strict and can get into a lot of trouble. I remember this one time I had a list of like so many people, like it was like, I think it was over 1,000 people I had. And I was not able to contact them. Why? Because they had not opted in for my actual email, and that was illegal. Okay, that should have not been done. And I know a lot of people that ended up just getting all those lists, because, you know, the bigger list, the better. But I decided to do the legal, ethical way. And that's why I am sharing with you tips about things that I've learned along the way. And I know it can be hard sometimes, because we're like, man, like, you know, I want to have a big list and I want to do this and that. But I think it's so more important that we, number one, we follow guidelines. Number two, we follow the laws with this, because you can get into a lot of trouble over that. And number three, just be honest with people. Like, your clients want to hear from you. You are the authority in their lives for that particular beauty service. So utilize that power. And, you know, being on top of mind is so important. And, you know, if like doing it weekly or bi-weekly is too much for you, remember, once a week is super helpful. And keep listening to the episode, because I'm going to be talking about systems that really work in regards to my booking system that offers email and text marketing. So you are not going to want to miss this. Okay, and the last part. So why email marketing? Like, what can it do for your business? And why it's so much more important now than ever? It's happening. Low maintenance is like the thing now. Easy, simple to go, faster is things that people are really wanted to. Not all the time, but it's something like, again, we're talking about depending who your client is, right? That's really important for them, okay? We are being targeted all the time. Your client is on TikTok, your client's on Facebook, your client is on Instagram. One of those three, or, you know, like, or they're on Pinterest pinning their life away. And, you know, their beautiful life that they're creating for themselves, new looks that they want for themselves, planning for the holidays. Your client is taking information in from somewhere. And different people can show up as authority figures in there. And you can run ads. People are being targeted to buy products all the time, okay? And now more than ever, it's taking more touch points, so much more times to interact with your brand before they will actually convert into a paying client. Now, having said that, that's not always the case. And that's why I want to always say, like, in marketing, nothing is white and black. There's like this gray, blue area, right? Like, where it's like in between of both, and it works differently for everybody. But the matter of fact is that they have more targeting ads, and they are getting more, you know, things put in front of them to distract them of other people. So I think it's so, so important that we start actually like really communicating with our clients more often to really like keep that relationship going. Because it's going to happen. You know how many times this happened? Like even so, right now I have acrylics back on right now. And I go to my girl now because we've been working together for almost like 2 years, on and off for almost 2 years. But now it's to the point where like my nails can grow out for 6 weeks. They still look good. And I don't have to go into every 6 weeks to go get my acrylics redone. And they look nice. She understands I like them really short. They look beautiful. They last. They have high quality and it's worth it for me, okay? Although I have to drive like an hour and a half total back and forth to just to go to my appointment, okay? It takes like 45 minutes there, 45 minutes back to my house. Because it's once every 6 weeks, because it is high quality, and although like the pricing honestly is probably more than I pay in other salons, I am willing to do that because of the high quality and all the benefits I get from getting my nails done with her. Why am I sharing that? Because she is constantly, like something that she does, because you know I'm always on Instagram, right? She's always posting like nail pictures and different designs. And when she posts long nails, I'm never looking at those because I don't have long nails. My nails are super short. But every time she posts like super short nails, literally she did a post last week and I was like, oh my God, yes, like I'm ready to change. So I did the contact form, like the way she does her business. I got in touch with her where my appointment's scheduled. So I'm going to go see her and get my nails done next week. She is literally like the perfect example of how she targets me, right? But let's say not all of our clients are going to be always on social, okay? So how are you keeping in touch with your clients? How do your clients know that you have a new service coming, that you got this new brand new tool that's amazing for frizzy hair, that you have this new product for lashes to make the retention even better? How do they know what's the latest trend in August for nails, for example, or the latest hair trends for, you know, for color, for fall? Whatever it is, how are you communicating with your clients? Because now more than ever, they get less reach with each post that we do on social. So it's so important that you actually have control of how you communicate with your clients. So please start building your email list. It's so important to keep in touch and also to keep your clients coming back to you. It is more expensive to get a new client than it is to actually keep your current clients going. And I want to share an open-hearted and a real, like, you know, example from my own business. So as a business owner, I have my color and hair cutting clients and, you know, treatments. And then my other business is my bridal. My bridal are one-time clients, okay, for the most part. Some of them become reoccurring because they have special events all the time. So for that client, that takes more work. My bridal business takes a little bit more work than my reoccurring hair clients. I already know what to post, what to send if I want to book more appointments, okay? Like, that's already set for me. And that's the part that I want to share with you today. Like, it's so important that you have a way to communicate with them. If I relied just on social media to make a post and bring business, which it does, but it doesn't bring all the business that I need, right? I need to still communicate with my clients, check in, make sure they're okay, let them know that I have these new things and new tips for them, and I am their go-to person to ask for things. And it's really beautiful when I'm able to have my clients in my chair and they also ask me about other things, whether it's beauty related or like aesthetic related, because it really like connect with me in regards to my aesthetic vibes and things that I buy. So I'm very open with them, and I just love being able to have that communication with them, that it's really based on the control that I have, because I'm able to communicate with them at least on a monthly basis with them, which is so, so important. So to end this episode, maybe email marketing is not for you. So I wanted to share with you, because I use Gloss Genius. I love Gloss Genius. I've been using it since 2018. And you can go ahead, and if you want to DM me, I'll send you like a little link where you can kind of, you can look at my page and see how it works. I'll actually send you my Gloss Genius website booking site so you can check it out, because it's kind of hard to find because I kind of have it hidden. But text marketing is so important. So I have a booking system, which is Gloss Genius, and they're able to actually, like, you can text and email market through the phone. You don't even have to have a service provider. So if you're like, Celeste, that's cool, but I don't want to add one more thing to my book, use your booking site. So a lot of our booking sites as beauty professionals offer texting and email marketing. So with Gloss Genius, they have templates for email marketing, or, you know, even text marketing, if you decide to do that. Just with text marketing, make sure, number one, that you have permission from your clients to do so. And number two, really make sure that you're doing that sparingly, right? I remember I've signed up for some text marketing to get some codes to buy some different type of hair tools or products. And then they text me like every single day, and that gets so annoying. Or I only hear from them when they want to sell me something. That's annoying too. So remember, talk to your clients and see what their patterns are like. And even remember yourself as a consumer, okay? You're not going to be spammy. You're not going to be annoying. You're not going to be salesy or pushy. If you always remember, hey, on the other side, to the people that I'm sending this, it's an actual human breathing being, okay? So treat them with respect. Treat them with kindness. Remember about your own brand values when you talk to them. And most important, remember, you are an authority. You went to school. You have a license. You have so much knowledge to share. And, you know, like for the longest time, I remember, I was so scared to share all the stuff I have, right? Because I'm like, oh my gosh, and people are not going to buy from me, or they're not going to see me as this, or they're not going to see me as that. And on the contrary, that's what has really helped to grow my business. It has been really to just be open and share what is working, what is not, what I love and I don't. And things that I tried, you know, it's so important to have that open communication with our clients. Now more than ever, you don't have to be super like personal, like revealing every single detail of your life, every single heartache of your life, to be a actual person and to actually be able to make connection with your clients. I do have boundaries of how much I'm willing to share to my clients. And that's because I am not there for me. When I go to work, we're doing a service, we're doing it for them. They have their own heartaches. They have their own headaches. They have their own, you know, things that they deal from a day-to-day basis. When they come into our business, it's really to have like a safe haven or have a space where they can relax, where they can release all that stress and come out renewed. And that's what I always try to do, even in my own email communication style. And to do, be able to do that, I've learned that I cannot be super serious. Like, that's just not going to work out. It's just not my vibe. And I don't sell all the time, because educating is also part of that, building that connection, and giving value to them in different forms, sometimes in laughter or different things that I've learned, really helps them as well. So I really hope this episode was super helpful for you. Now, let's make the big announcement. On Thursday is the first podcast episode with Amy Porterfield, okay? She's freaking amazing. So if you've been thinking about starting a online course or your own education program, and you're like, Celeste, I don't know where to start, I don't know if it's the right fit for my business, or I'm the right person to do this, go take a quiz. So you can go to CelestaStylist.com/quiz. And there's an amazing quiz there. And she'll also give you like the first three steps to get you started if it is the right fit for you. And also if starting an online class or online education business is not the right step for you, she also gives you steps of how to start working towards that. So with that, I cannot wait to share Amy with you. It's going to be a three-part series, this podcast episode, which will be on Thursday. It's really going to be talking about our journey as entrepreneurs, right? Sometimes we see these entrepreneurs that are making, like she has made over $80 million in the past, I think it was 14 years, if I remember correctly. And she's like a New York Best Time selling author. She was actually my mentor who helped me. And I'm so grateful to her. Because of her, I've learned so much tech by taking her program, Digital Course Academy. But we'll be really talking about the realities and the truth behind a business. Sometimes we think, oh, it's just us small business owners, you know, the ones that are not making millions of dollars a year, that we are dealing with all these things. And it's really a beautiful episode where we really opened up. And I'm so grateful to Amy for being really honest and candid about her journey and also really helping us with some really like mindful and like mindset things. So I'm super excited to share this video episode with you. So don't worry if you don't have access to video on Spotify. You will be able to listen to it through iTunes. Thank you so much, love, and I'll see you back here on Thursday. Bye.